Hello, everyone. I'm Scott Patton, along with Colin Gearing, for another edition of Golf Training Aids Reviewed. Today, we're going to look at golf swing training dust. What can you tell us about golf training dust, Colin?
Well, basically how golf dust works, Scott, is you spray this powder on the hitting surface of your golf club. And then when you take a swing, you can tell exactly where the golf ball impacted the face of the club.
Oh,
it's
neat.
A great golf impact indicator because you get immediate feedback, and it's really simple and easy to use. You can use it on your woods, your irons, even on your putter.
Wow. So how does it work to improve your golf accuracy, Colin?
Golf dust will help your accuracy golf training because you can tell if you're actually hitting the golf ball exactly on the sweet spot or not.
Oh, right.
And this is significant because hitting the sweet spot will give you maximum distance and accuracy.
Okay. So we hear golf pros talking about the sweet spot all the time. So what exactly is the sweet spot?
Great question. Basically, Scott, the sweet spot is the area of the club face that will deliver the maximum force through impact. It has to do with the law of physics that says force equals mass times acceleration. Use the force, Luke. So when the golf club strikes the golf ball, Scott, there's actually some resistance that decelerates the club face. It's actually a slight shock you barely feel, unless, of course, you hit a fat shot and take a deep divot, and you'll really feel that.
Right.
But most of the shock is absorbed in the shaft, so you really feel very little impact on the golf club. Now, back to creating accuracy and maximum force. The golf club's designed in such a way that hitting a certain area of the club face absorbs the maximum amount of shock. So hitting the sweet spot means you lose the least amount of force because the club experiences the least deceleration possible.
Oh,
so again, force equals mass times acceleration. The more force you impart to the ball, the farther it will go. Now, here's an example. Let's say you hit off the toe of the club. You hit a weak shot that actually goes to the right.
Yeah.
Well, you've lost power because when the club impacted the ball, the club actually twisted slightly in your hands and decelerated. And you lost accuracy because the shock of impact caused that slight twist in your hands and caused the ball to go right. It's simple to demonstrate this principle, and everyone should get out a putter and try this. Scott, go grab your putter and hold it up in the air between your two fingers. You got
okay,
your putter?
I got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, tap on the center of the putter blade.
Okay.
Okay, you'll see an indicator where the sweet spot is.
Yeah.
Now, when you tap the putter on the sweet spot, you'll see how it absorbs the impact and bounces straight back, right?
Yeah.
From every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction.
That's
now,
right.
Try tapping the putter on either end of the putter face.
Oh, yeah.
See the difference?
Yeah, it's wiggling.
Yeah.
And
so, you notice how it didn't go back as far, right?
Right, yeah. No, not nearly as much.
Yeah, that's pretty significant, isn't it, Scott?
Yeah, it's amazing. So how does that translate to accuracy in your golf game and shooting lower scores, Colin?
Well, it's simple, Scott. If you learn to consistently hit all your putts on the sweet spot, you'll putt the ball into the hole more often. The ball will roll straighter, and it's easier to control the distance because your impact force will always be the same. So golf dust can help you with your putting because you can quickly tell if you're hitting the sweet spot or not. And if you're hitting, you'll either be missing a lot of putts right and be short, or you'll be overcompensating for it in your swing. Now, let's go back to woods and irons. The results of golf dust are even more dramatic. For example, if you spray golf dust on your driver, you can quickly tell if you're hitting the ball too high or too low in the club face. So this can let you know if you should raise or lower your tee for optimal impact.
Right.
Simply hitting the sweet spot with your driver, Scott, can increase your distance by 10 to 25 yards.
Wow, that's significant.
For
me,
exactly.
That's huge
for
me.
Well, the more important thing is, well, always, and get closer to the pin with your iron shot.
Right.
So, a golf training aid, golf dust won't necessarily help you have a better swing, but it will give you the immediate feedback as to what is the cause of an improper ball flight.
Oh, okay, so could golf dust cure your slice or my slice?
Well, Scott, I can't make any promises that it'll fix your slice, but it might show you the reason you're hitting the ball weak into the right sometimes is because you may tend to hit the golf ball towards the toe. So your problem, Scott, might not actually be slicing the golf ball, but your position and setup. So you may need to stand close. That might be all you need to do.
Right.
You might just need to alter your setup. So golf dust is great. Golf Test is simply a golf impact indicator that will help you diagnose your golf swing problems. It's a great golf teaching aid for golf professionals who want to give their students a visual example of their swing faults.
Wow. So would you recommend the Golf Test, Colin?
Yes, as a golf training aid, Golf Test gets a 5-star rating. It's an excellent tool for accuracy golf training. I'm actually using the Golf Test all the time in my own practice, and I'm getting addicted to it.
Great. That's another thing for your addictive personality, Colin.
Yeah, right. Hey, by the way, Scott, people should know that you can't use Golf Test in competition. The rules of golf prohibit you from doing anything to alter your club during a round.
Okay.
And by the way, Scott, do you know what the difference is between a G-spot and a golf ball?
I give up, Colin. Tell me, what's the difference between a G-spot and a golf ball?
Well, a man will actually go hunting for a long time for a golf ball.
Great. Well, I think that pretty well wraps up another edition of Golf Training Aids Reviewed. If you'd like to try Golf Test for yourself, you can order it on our website at www.golftrainingaidsreviewed.com. For Scott Patton and Colin Gearing, happy golfing.